Hey,
man, I sure love that little song. It means a lot to me. I hope the name of Jesus is not foreign from your lips. I hope it's something that's natural. Hope it's something.
I did have a special
button. You lied to me.
No, I said I might.
Oh, so now he backs up. You're with the government, aren't you?
No.
Who's singing? Oh, come and get ready. And I'm going to say this, and you can sing right after me. Come on and get ready. Let's read our scripture. Miss Wendy's going to come and sing, and then we'll let you be seated. We're back to the book of Proverbs. It's been a while since we've been here. It seems like there's just been a lot on Sunday evenings that's kept us away. But Proverbs chapter 1, let's begin reading tonight in verse number 20. The Bible says, "Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in chief places of the concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my words unto you." Let's pray. Father, we do thank you. We love you. We sure appreciate the word of God. Lord, I need wisdom. I pray, God, that you'd help us tonight. God, to stand, help us to proclaim. And God, help us to draw closer to you. Thank you for the truth of that little song we just sung. Lord, what a precious, precious thought. God, what the name of Christ, a name that's above every name. Lord, I just ask you again to help us this evening. Lord, we'll thank you, praise you for all you do. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I've heard of a land that is wondrously fair. They say that its splendor is far beyond compare. In this place that's called heaven, my soul longs to be. But Jesus will be what makes it heaven. The streets were not gold. If mansions there would crumble, if folks there still grew old, still I'd see everything I've really been longing to see. For Jesus will be what makes it heaven for me.
Song this evening. All right, let's look together this evening here in the book of Proverbs. Like I said, it's been a while since we've been back to this study, and we're just going to go again verse by verse and just refresh ourselves a little bit. And I'm not going to take time to dive very deep into it, but we spent the first two Sunday nights when we opened this with verses 1 through 6, as those are the introduction to this book, and we looked at the fact of what it's about and why we need that godly wisdom. It's offered to us. And we looked at all those three different types of people as we go through the book of Proverbs, and how God offers that wisdom, but they refuse that wisdom. And then in verse number 7, we will read that verse because I really believe that's the key to having the wisdom of God. The Bible says in verse number 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Boy, we sure need the fear of God in our day. And not so much out in the world, I would say, but in the church house, we need some people that are fearful of the Lord. And then verses 8 and 9, we look there of the responsibility as we as adults, as we as parents, to be teachers of what God has given us, that we can pass that to the generations coming in behind us. And then we look in verses 10 through 19 of that great warning there. It says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. And again, we spent much looking at that warning that God has given there in those verses. But tonight, I want to look here in verses 20 through 21, 2 and 3 there at a thought this evening that's probably not real popular with most. It's something I believe that we've gone away from. Even since I've been here, we used to do more of it than what we do now. I appreciate the men that go. I appreciate on Thursday night, I appreciate the ladies that go. I appreciate the ones on Saturday that go and whenever else you go that you hand out tracts or whatever you do. But I want to speak a little bit, preach a little bit tonight, more teaching than preaching probably, on this thought of speaking up and speaking out on the things of God. And we see here this evening in verse number 20 that wisdom crieth without. And we need to learn to cry. Not so to the point of crying as a baby cries, but that word cry there is to herald the news. And we need to understand what we're looking at. If you back up just a little bit, who he's speaking to and what a great truth that God has for this world. You know, God's not willing that any should perish. And when you look at the group of people that we just dealt with there, look in verse number 7, the Bible says there, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools, so we're talking about fools, they despise wisdom. So, and again, what does a fool say? There is no God. So there's people out there, I hope there's none in here, but there's people out there, a lot of them in our day. There's a lot of people out there, they're fools. They have no mind of God. They have no thought of God. They have no even, it hasn't crossed their thought pattern today probably about who God is or why they should have been at church or why they should read or why they should pray. And then we come down to verse number 10 as we look at these people. He says, my son, if sinners entice thee, did you know there's sinners around? If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Look what these people do. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Notice these people, they lurk. It says, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. He says, to cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk thou not in the way of them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet, whose feet? Those fools, whose feet? Those sinners, whose feet? Those that lurk, whose feet? Those that seek out that blood. He says, their feet does what? It runs to evil. To make haste to what? Shed blood. So, as God describes people that are without the wisdom of God, that doesn't have the love of God in their heart, God tells us something so marvelous, so wonderful tonight about His person. Again, God is not willing that any should perish. You would think, now you and I, and that's one of the problems that we have today, we say, well, let them do what they want to do, we'll just do what we want to do. But God, even at a state of people that we just described, lurking people, killing people, murderous people, sinners, he calls them, ones that have deceit about them. God says those people, we need to cry out to them. So I'm thankful again that he's not willing, as 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 says, that any should perish. And I opened up this morning out of Lamentations chapter 3, and I believe it sort of fits in with what we're speaking of tonight. It says, this I recall to mind, therefore have I hope. You know, tonight, can I say, I don't care who that person is out there in this world, God says there's hope for them. One of my deacons at my home church, a good man, he was here at the sportsman's banquet just the other Saturday. He always says, as long as there's breath, there's hope. And we need to understand that this world needs to see some hope. Yes, they're sinners. Yes, they have that lurkingness about them. They're living in this world. Their minds have been messed up. They're eat up with the things of this world. But something has to change that. And to change that, it must be the Lord. So we see here that God says that there is that hope. But again, what a God of love, a God of long suffering, a God of mercy and of grace, a God that the Bible says there in John chapter 1, a God that's put a light in every man. Those people out there have the light of God in them. They just can't see it. A God that is not a respecter of persons, a God that would save any one of them if they'd bow their heads and ask God to save them. But man chooses not to see it. Man chooses not to accept it. But God's still willing. And that's the part I want you to understand. God is not done with that world. God is still willing to go and to proclaim truth to them. And God wants to let wisdom cry out to this world. But how does He do that? Again, notice what it says there. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice where? In the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city. She uttereth her words. Who is that? Hello? It's a wise person. A wise person. A person that's filled with godly wisdom will have a desire to go cry aloud. That's what he's saying. God says that wisdom, that's what we talked about, verses 1 through 6. The purpose of this book is godly wisdom, knowledge. And a person that desires the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God will have a desire to go cry out to a lost and dying world. Again, where does it go? You know, it's easy. And that's where, again, I think, as me and Brother David's already talked some today about some things, that's something that I believe that me and us as a church, we've got to get back to that place where we're not ashamed to go out into the highways and hedges and compel. How do you do that? What has God given us? Our mouth. You follow the preachers throughout the Bible. What did they do? They opened their mouth and proclaimed. We have got so complacent of our day to just say, well, they'll just see it in our lives. That's not what God said. God said, go out and tell them. I wonder, now I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm asking me. I'm asking you to ask yourself. Who verbally have we told in the last week about our God? It's one thing to give a tract, and I want you to give tracts. But we must grow in the wisdom and the knowledge of God that we're not ashamed or afraid to stand up and preach aloud. Well, I'm not a preacher. Oh, yes, you are. Hello? What is a preacher? One that proclaims. Now, you might not be called to be a pastor, but we've all been called to go tell. So, again, notice where he goes. He doesn't go, and again, I thank the Lord. I do. I really do. I really do. Thank God for our teachers here at the church. We need some more people that's willing to teach. I'm thankful that we've got people that spend time in the Word of God. They seek God to be able to stand or present the truth before a class. We don't, I've been around it. I've seen it, and I'm glad we don't have it here. But I know there's classes today around our country. I can tell you where it happened this morning. There's people that stood up that simply opened up a quarterly and read what another man wrote. I've been asked before, what quarterly y'all use? I said, we use the Bible. And I like that. Is that not what we should be teaching? Is the word of, well, the quarterly, that, but it's a lot of times people use that quarterly as a crutch, and they don't study, they don't seek, they don't dive into the Word of God. And I'm glad we got some teachers that are willing to stand up and teach and to train. But what's the teaching and the training for? Not for puffing up of our knowledge, look what we know. That teaching, that training is that we too can take and absorb and to grow and to take it to our workplace and to take it to the schoolhouse and to take it to the corner of the street and stand there and cry aloud. When's the last time you stood up somewhere and just said something for the glory of God? Well, I'd be ashamed. Why? He wasn't ashamed of you to go to the cross. Well, they might say something. So, as I tell my wife, she says, you better stop. I said, what are they going to do, eat me? What are they going to do to us? Well, they don't want to hear. It's not about what they want. What does God want? God wants wisdom to cry out where? Notice again, in the streets. Notice again, verse number 21, it cries in the chief place of concourse. Where? In the openings of the gate. Where? In the city she uttereth her words. We as wisdom, if we want that godly wisdom, if we want to be used of God, we've got to open our mouths and proclaim what God has done. So we must, again, I thank God for the preaching inside here. I thank God for the teaching inside of here. But we have got to get out there with the message of God. One thing to hold a sign, that's great. One thing to hand out a tract, that's great. But there's something about putting a verbal piece to what the Scriptures say. Well, preacher, I won't know what to say. Then find what to say. Dig into the Word of God. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Because God says here, here's what's out there. Sinners lurking, deceiving, looking to kill. And God says for that crowd, we need to take out wisdom and cry aloud. So notice where wisdom goes. So a wise man will take the truth of God out of the church house into the world. First of all, I believe we must understand the people and that we saw that. But second of all, we must be obedient to take the gospel to the world. Again, most will say, well, we shouldn't do that. And there's a lot of people who say, well, that it doesn't do any good. How do you know what it does? I know saying nothing, what that does. It does exactly that, nothing. But you'll never know what somebody will hear. And again, you don't have to go out there and browbeat them. You don't have to go out there and I've seen that kind of preaching. I've seen those kind of men that get out there and just make people feel stupid and make them feel like they, you know, they're just the worst thing. You don't have to do that. You can speak truth in love. Notice the terminology. It says wisdom crieth. The Bible says there in Romans chapter 10, verse number 14, how then shall they call on him and whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Faith cometh by what? You sure that's what it says? You sure that doesn't say faith cometh by seeing? Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing how? By the Word of God. He says for wisdom to cry. That word cry, again, you know, if you had something to say, you'd cry aloud. If there was danger, if there was a fire, if there was an accident, you would cry aloud. Anybody see the pictures? Was that Hawaii? The guy hit the wrong button and said there's a missile coming? Anybody see those pictures they showed of people running everywhere? People taking their youngins and sticking them down into manhole covers to try to keep them safe? What? Somebody cried aloud that trouble was coming. I wonder what people would do if the church would get back to crying aloud that, hey, something's coming. The Bible says over there in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 3, it says, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Isaiah chapter 12, verse number 6 says, cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Isaiah 58:1 says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. See, we should have so much of God in us that we could cry aloud that Jesus saves. Y'all all right? But unless we understand why we should cry, there's a lost and a dying world. There's men, women. Well, preacher, they come to church. But how do they know to come to church? How do they know what they need? They're consumed in themselves and the God of this world. Somebody has to cry out, get alive! Look! Live! Look! Like we preached the other Sunday. Look! Live! Moses was one man holding up one rod with a serpent on it. How did they know to look and live? Somebody had to be telling somebody else. How will this world ever know unless we tell them? Cry aloud, spare not. Spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. Isaiah 61 verses 1 and 2, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. How? By proclaiming, by crying aloud. I know the old church, we don't do much of it now, but street preaching. Well, I couldn't do that. Well, I had a good time when we was down in Florida. It was about, I don't know, probably 150 of us out on the streets of DeLand, which DeLand ain't real big, holding signs and preaching. Well, did it do any good? Who knows what it did? But just to be able to stand and proclaim. Have you ever tried to say something? Well, you'll talk about the president, right? You'll talk about the Super Bowl tomorrow, right? Melvin, who's winning? You can't tell me, huh? Well, it's just getting started, so maybe nobody's winning. No, but we'll talk about what we want to talk about. Look at that. Tonight, right now, where's it at, Minnesota? I think the high today in Minnesota, I heard this morning when I was sitting there drinking my coffee, was supposed to be like -5 was the high today. People were willing to get outside of their warm bed and go to a football stadium through the snow at -5 to go sit in a stand. I think I heard the cheapest seat in the building was over $3,000. Now, if that's the cheapest seat, can anybody guess where that would be? Way up in the top of the world. But they wanted to see. And guess what? Do you think whoever paid that $3,000 for that cheap ticket, which I can't imagine somebody paying $3,000 for a cheap ticket, do you think they're sitting up there looking at the ants running around on that green field? Just sitting there? You think, hello, we're going somewhere. You think right now that stadium's sitting real quiet? I've got to go to one game, football game in my life, professional, and that was down at Panther Stadium. Somebody gave me some tickets on the reason I went. Wasn't on Sunday, it was a Monday night. Monday night football at Panther Stadium. That place, you couldn't hear yourself talk. people screaming, people hollering. I mean, it was just unreal, the noise coming out of that place. Why? They believed in what they were screaming about. Do you think it helped them people on the field one bit? Do you think that guy heard us say, hey, throw the ball, do this, do that? No, they didn't hear one word we said. All they hear is a noise. But there's thousands of people screaming right now that paid over $3,000 to sit there or stand there. They ain't going to sit all night, but stand there. Why? Because they believe in what they're shouting about and they want to be heard. What about us? Tonight is the church of the living God. We've been given a treasure in this earthen vessel that would save the worst human being that's ever been born, that they could have eternal life and live forever, and we're silent in our days. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 6 says, for there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise and let us go to Zion unto the Lord our God. The watchman. Are we watching? Are we watching and seeing what's happening? Are we crying out, you need to get saved! You need the Lord! You know, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30, the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is what?
Wise.
And what does the Bible say here in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20? Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of the concourse, in the openings of the gate, in the city. She uttereth her words. How much of Salisbury is hearing the truth of the gospel through Gospelite Baptist Church? Not much. Why? Because we're lacking that wisdom. We're not letting God work in and through us. Well, preacher, what do we say? Well, God tells us. Look at verse 22. It says that wisdom cries out. It says that she uttereth her voice in the street. It says she cries in the chief place, in the gates. What does she cry? Look at verse 22. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. See, the message is a negative message. Today, most people never deal on the negative side of what we just see. Most people today want to just be patted on the back and say, well, everything's going to be all right. You just do what you feel like's good. You just be a good person. That's not what God says to cry out. We need to cry out that sin is sin. That people are going to die and go to hell. But preacher, that's me. No, that's true. And we need to cry it out. We need to utter it. And yes, it seems to be negative, but that's the message. Look at Christ. Look at Paul. Look at Peter. Look how they preached. They preached that truth. It says to cry out. Verse 22, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorner delight in the scorning, and fools hate knowledge. It's a hard message. But it's the truthful message. A man must understand that they need God. They must understand that they're lost and they're a sinner. If they're ever going to be saved. So verse 22 is a negative message. But see, with that negative, God gives a positive. Look at verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. See, as we give out, as we cry aloud, as we're crying out to this world that they're sinners and they need to be saved, we must tell them that they can turn around. God will turn them. God will make them new. God will clean them. God will save them. He says, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. See, it goes from a negative to a positive. We must show them that what they are, but we also show them what God will do. Amen. That's the message. That's what this world needs to hear. But how will they hear without a preacher? They're not going to hear that on the TV. Joel Osteen's not going to stand up there before his millions and tell them they're sinners. He won't do it. It's terrible for ratings and it's bad for the offering. He won't do that. The majority of that crowd will never do that. But God says that wisdom's going to cry aloud. Wisdom will stand up in the gate. Wisdom will go out into the streets and warn people of the dangers of not being saved. And then tell them how they can be saved. Tonight, I'm just asking us individually, and then as a collective church, are we really crying out aloud? Is the voice of God being heralded from Gospel Light Baptist Church? When's the last time the people that you work around ever heard you say something good about what God did for you and what God will do for them? That's what we're talking about. That's that wisdom. He that winneth souls is wise. And wisdom does what? Wisdom cries aloud. Wisdom crieth in the streets. It cries at the gate. It goes throughout the city, telling men that they must be saved. We've got to get back. Well, preacher, that's what you're supposed to do. No, that's what we're all supposed to do. Well, I couldn't say nothing. Let the cash the person at Walmart charge you extra $100. You'll say something to them. You'll make sure your voice is heard then. Let the waitress bring you the wrong food. You just ain't going to sit there and take it. You're going to say something. I'm saying tonight that God says that wisdom should cry out. She should speak. She should open her lips and say what saith the Scriptures. We, as God's children, have something to say. Again, I know they don't want to hear it. I know that people are going to walk by and say something if you say something. But it doesn't change the fact that God still wants it said. Tonight, would you let God give us a backbone? Would you let God give us a burden? It's not about going out and making people mad. It's not about going out and making us look better than they. No, it's about just going out and telling the world what Jesus said. Tonight, when's the last time you cried aloud? If you're saved, you should be telling somebody. That's what God says. Let's stand together.